Jim, can I help you? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Jim. Good afternoon. This is Honey with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
That is good to hear. So, yes, actually, Patty provided me your number so that we can go ahead and do an account review with your account.
Which account is this? They have several businesses. Which account are you talking about?
This is for the JP's Excavation.
Okay. All right.
The most recent one, yes.
Have they? All right. You're talking about, so are you managing that domain for them?
Let me see. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Trying to, my laptop just died, so I'm trying to get that back online.
Okay.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, so we are going to be doing an account review. Basically, we're going to check on the progress of the account. We'll provide you the things that we have completed so far for your campaign, and then I'm going to go ahead and do a walkthrough as well on the client dashboard. We'll also discuss about the website. So this should take about probably 20 to 25 minutes. Is this a good time for the call?
No, absolutely not. Okay, so that's... No. It's the end of the day, and I'm trying to manage something else, as well as trying to figure out why my laptop has powered down for no discernible reason and will not power back up.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's not good.
Okay.
When can you set up? All right, a couple of things. One, quit calling Patty. You're going to drive her through the roof, okay? Quit calling her. You have my contact information now. Stop calling her. Because she's got a bunch of different things going on, and this is only one of them. So anyway, and I guess you're not the only person calling her. That needs to stop.
Okay.
That needs to stop right now, because I have no problem dealing with one account manager, one person who is managing our thing, but only one. Is that possible, or is it just such that that's kind of just not the way it is?
I can go ahead and have, like, we can make sure that Patty doesn't get calls. Yes, we can definitely do that. But we also have different people that are assigned in different departments. But what happens is that when we go ahead and call you, we try to go ahead and do everything during the call. So we don't have we don't end up having a bunch of people calling you, asking you about different things. So, yes, if somebody actually calls you, like, for example, I call you for verification of the Google listing, I will go ahead and try to discuss everything during that call. But
that's probably a good idea.
Yes. That's how we actually do it. And as far as the account, only the Google Business Profile is pending verification. So that means only one person actually will try to go ahead and contact you on that.
Okay. All right. Yes. That's going to be me. And the stuff you're asking for, like a, I've got the verification thing now that I understand kind of how that's going to work. That makes a little bit more sense now. Because I did a whole movie, but I thought it was for their other business. And it's not. It's for JP Excavation, and I did it for their Collinsville Auto business because they have several. So I'll have to redo that one. But for some of their things, as far as I'm aware, they're running JP Excavation from their resident, you know, home office there. So there is no storefront. You know, you're like, storefront, this, that, or truck. No, that is not what the excavation business is. And that's certainly not how it's run. So I'm not sure how we're going to do that one. Let me get with her, and we'll go from there.
Yes. Now, for that one, Jim, you don't have to be to show the address, because I see here that the address will be hidden. So when you do the verification, just make sure that you are actually near the area, the business location, like you are in the same state in Mississippi.
We're in the same state. We're all in Little Rock. I mean, that's easily doable. It's just there's no storefront. There's no
problem.
I mean, it's a construction company, basically.
Yes.
So we can make that happen. Not today, but we can make that happen.
Okay, that's perfect. Yes, you can do this one anytime. Do you,
okay.
Can you kindly let me know, or, well, we will still be talking in the following days, like, for the first one. Do you, like, can you give me, like, an, probably, like, an estimate date when you could do it, and then I can notate here when I can follow up with you?
Follow up with me on, what's today? Today is the first.
Wednesday, April 1st.
Call me Monday at, like, 9 a.m. Central.
Okay.
And that will give me enough time to get with them. Now that I know, also, do me a favor, send me the, so I don't have a username under that domain name at jtexcavation.com, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't log into a Gmail. I guess I could create a Gmail at jtexcavation.com and have Patty approve it. What do I have to do to be able to get my business name into there so I can do the verification email? Because I started today, and it's like, sorry, you don't have authorization. I'm like, oh, bullshit. So that is, I guess, one of the problems right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like,
I physically can't get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the email address that we have here listed is the Palex, let's see, P. Alexander.
At where?
At Colin, yeah.
Collinsville ACP?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right. That's the email.
Can I give you another email?
Yes, we can. Now, please know, if we update the email address, would you like to be receiving future emails? Or
yes.
This is just for verification?
Both.
Okay.
She's running two businesses. Her husband runs two businesses. She does not have time to screw around with this stuff. She recognizes that it has value. And it is important. It's just extremely time consuming. I come from a company called Optum Tech, so I'm used to dealing with domains, usernames, site verification, optimization. That is the world I used to run in, so it doesn't bother me to deal with this. She doesn't have the bandwidth to do it, so we're gonna make this work.
Oh, gotcha.
So
right.
Let
can
me
I,
see.
Can you tell which, me your email?
Yeah, let me see which one I want to use. Okay. I've got several too. Let me use CAPT, which is the Collinsville Auto, CAPTcoms@gmail.com. C as in cat, A as in apple, T as in Tom, T as in Paul, comms, comms@gmail.com. And do me a favor, anything you send to me, reference JP Excavation, just say, hey, verification, JP Excavation, because we're doing other stuff for, okay, who is, oh man, this is somebody else. Okay. All right. And you are not Optima, right? You are somebody else.
Yes, my name is Connie.
Okay.
Did you get an email or something?
Yeah, from somebody else, but you got to understand, two separate companies, two separate directions they went with this. So, all right, you've got my name, you've got my email, you've got my phone number. Email is the best way to reach out to me because I do keep my phone with me all the time, but I don't always answer it. If I'm messing with cows, I usually don't answer my phone because they're cows and they don't like it. But I will respond to emails. I'm that guy that gets up at 5 a.m. and answers emails. So we'll make it happen.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Jim. I'll be sending you an email in a few minutes that will give you the access to the listing because I'll be adding you as well. So you should be getting emails anytime.
Thank you much, man. I appreciate you.
When are we going to do our first account review call? Will we do it on Monday, too?
Let me look at my calendar real quick. Let's look at Monday at 4 p.m. Central. Can you send me an invite?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. for okay. being
Very good.
Central Time.
Yep.
All right, perfect. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.